Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast. Presented by Allied Home Security.
All right, so Payne and Pendergast with you. Into the 9 o'clock hour we go. We got a text message here. This plays perfectly into the question that popped into my head. Is Seth and I were chopping it up about the Rockets picking third in the lottery and talking about the Astros. And boy, what a revelation Jeremy Pena has been. And of course, the Texans brought a bunch of new guys into the building that people are excited about right now. There is now officially kind of a young player buzz about all three teams. The Astros, there's buzz that they might win the World Series, but it feels good. Like everything's there's good feelings going on all three teams right now. This text message says Jeremy Pena. They actually say Jeremiah Pena. I think I might start calling it him Jeremiah.
Yeah, I like that. It's like biblical.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Pena. What's his nickname that his family had on
La Tormenta, I believe is what
La
it is.
La Tormenta.
Which is a million times better than Jer Bear, which the afternoon show is trying to name him.
Is the entire afternoon show or just Tyler
for sure. Yeah, I don't know where Clint and show necessarily stand on Jer Bear. Anyways, Jeremiah Pena is really good at baseball, this texter says. Top five on the ESPN MVP watch over the weekend. I'd not seen that. Just to finish the text, nobody on the planet, including Click, could have predicted this. And that's probably true. Like if you asked James Click in spring training, 40 games in, what's the best case scenario for Jeremy Pena? I don't know that they would have said 8 home runs and 25 RBIs.
Right.
And what is he in WAR right now?
He's fifth in WAR.
Yeah, yeah.
He's fifth in WAR, having missed a little bit of time too. That's a cumulative stat.
Yeah.
So fourth among offensive players. Pablo Lopez is number four.
Okay.
Jeremy Pena is fifth. So Manny Machado, Mike Trout, Tommy Edman, Pablo Lopez, and then Jeremy Pena.
There you go.
That's the company Jeremy Pena finds
himself
in. Some
good names to bump up against there. Absolutely.
He's just a rookie trying to make his way in this league.
That's right.
Trying to replace the gigundo shoes of one Carlos Correa, who was hold on a second. Let me scroll down to find Correa. Correa. Let me do Control F. Oh, I got to go to the second page because he's not in the top 50 here.
Disgust with Correa.
Let's
is one
see.
Of the great
well, Correa. I'm going to Control F on the second page. Players 50 through 100.
Yeah, what'd you find?
It's not popping up here. Never mind. So anyway, look. It's gone well. I don't know. I don't know if the listener needed I felt like that was a little bit of a backhanded shot at Click, like somehow Click lucked into this or something. I think Click knew exactly. Look, this has not been a secret whatsoever. People have been gushing about Pena for a long, long time. He probably was going to get a shot last year in the majors if he hadn't broken his wrist early in the season.
Yeah. Been on the team in some capacity.
Yeah. So this, it would be a surprise. Like, I don't think anybody other than Mike Trout do you say, oh, yeah, he'll probably be the leader in WAR.
That's right.
For sure, you know?
Yep.
James Click wouldn't have predicted it, but they felt very highly about Jeremy Pena. So it's not a surprise that he's doing well to them.
Each of these three teams now, the Rockets, the Astros, and the Texans, all have a rookie that you can latch on to hope to varying degrees on these teams. Seth, if you had to buy stock in one of the three big rookies for these teams, which one would it be? Jalen Green for the Rockets, Jeremy Pena for the Astros, Derek Stingley Jr. for the Texans.
So Derek Stingley is just the lowest because I still haven't seen him do it in the NFL.
Okay.
Jalen Green, through no fault of his own, but because you haven't seen him with like a genuinely really good supporting cast, it's still a bit of a projection, you know, and I feel very, very optimistic about Jalen Green. But I think with Jeremy Pena, he's already seen pitchers make adjustments. He's already started to meet the challenges of like some of his struggles hitting the slider or what have you. I think he's responded very well to all of that. And you get to see the best of him because he's also playing on a really good team. But he's doing the part that, you know, we said this about Bregman too. The defensive side of it is something that you can do as a rookie right off the bat that tends to stick. It doesn't have anything to do with your tendencies or anything. And Bregman, when he started off on that miserable hitting streak or slump, he still was doing really good things defensively. So yeah. You can say, okay, look, this kid's got something at least. I think Pena, you've seen the upside of his batting already, and I think he shows that same maturity that Yordan Alvarez did as a rookie, where you could tell that it was above and beyond just some lucky streak or beginner's luck. And then you see that Pena also has the tools defensively and that he's also one of the fastest guys in Major League Baseball. That's not inconsequential that he's just genuinely really fast too.
Right. No, these guys all are multi-tool players. And look, Green and Stingley are top three picks in their respective sports. From that standpoint, there's a great deal of respect for Pena, who was a fairly high draft pick, but he wasn't a first rounder. He wasn't Correa. You know, Correa was destined for the things that were being talked about with him last year and heading into free agency. I think mine might be Green, Seth. I agree with you on Stingley. Like Stingley, especially coming off of 2 years of injuries, there's a lot of unknown about Stingley right now. So I'm with you on Stingley. Mine might be Green. I think Jalen Green could win a scoring title in the NBA. I think Jalen Green has the potential. Look, he's 19, 20 years old, so I'm going way out on a speculation plank here with this. But I think Jalen Green has the potential to be the best player on a championship team. I think he's got the potential to be a scoring champion. I think the most encouraging thing about Jalen Green was all those games that he was stacking up at the end of last year, where he was scoring like 6 of the last 7 games, he scored 30 points. He had his most prolific performance in the final game of the year. He scored 41 in a game. He did that without being some sort of volume chucker. He was very efficient. He improved defensively during the year. Green would be my guy. I love Pena. Green would be my guy.
Well, and I guess the difference is, and this is again where it's more about the circumstances surrounding the guys than the guys themselves. Look, Jalen Green was playing very well in games versus good teams that were coming down to the wire. I know a lot of people wanted to say, oh, this was just garbage time production or what have you. But having said that, there is, in the NBA, teams relax against the bad teams. So, like, the standard isn't just quite the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's not Jalen Green's fault. We just – there's that. You know, what happens when the Rockets are legitimately good again and they're getting the best effort or a really good effort from the good teams every night. And then the other two is that in basketball, there's almost a higher standard for what a great player is because it comes down to just understanding that flow of the game and exactly how much of a genuine leader are you, how much of an impact you have on your teammates, where you don't necessarily have to worry about that as much in baseball. And I feel like Pena's doing this at the highest level on a really good team where he's getting the best shot from the other teams. So he's just, I just feel more secure about it. I could totally see Green having like the highest maximum upside, though.
Yeah, think about how nice it is to be able to have a conversation like this about all three of these guys. Think about how nice it is to be able to include a Texan in a conversation like this. Think about how nice it is to have somebody on the Rockets that you feel like could be the guy. Honestly, of all of them, think about how nice it is that we're talking about this with Carlos Correa's replacement.
Yeah.
You know, like
this is the, okay, so the question would be, all right, how have we demonstrated, have those three franchises demonstrated an ability to keep a man? I think that with the Texans, that's very much to be determined.
Yes.
With the Rockets, I think so far so good. They look like the organization knows what they're doing. And, you know, Harden signed a couple of extensions while he was here. I mean, Harden stuck around for a while, for a long while. But I think with the Astros, you don't worry about it. The Astros are like Warren Beatty, man. They're going to date a lot of women, and some are going to come, some are going to go, and they're not going to worry too much about it. Probably a dated reference. Instead of Warren Beatty, I should say, Who's the current one, Sean?
It's just a Playboy that's out there.
Like a Hollywood Playboy with no signs of getting married anytime soon.
Yeah, it's a good...
What's his name there? Thor there. He's not married,
oh,
is he?
Oh, Hemsworth. Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's not... Oh, is that Chris Hemsworth?
I think Thor is, yeah. I'm pretty sure. I guarantee you the text page will tell us this. 100%.
I've gotten bad with... I got to start reading... the tabloids or something.
Yeah, you can
so get a feel for who the
I get
the
it. I get three emails from People Magazine every day. And clearly as you can tell in this segment, it's helped tremendously.
Yeah, thanks a lot for all your pop culture know-how.
No problem.
Thank you.
Yep. People are saying Jalapeno Popper should be his nickname.
I do like that. I like that, except the problem is I feel like there's a little there's a little bit of hazard there for us if that's what we're I'm not going to be the guy that gives him that nickname.
No,
okay.
No.
If Jeremy wants to go with that, then so be it. But or if maybe one of the other guys on his team wants to give him that, that's fine. But I'm not giving him that.
Particularly
nickname.
Particularly if it's one of Hispanic persuasion, that would be even better. Yes. The people are saying Clinton Show do not like Jer-Bear as the nickname. Okay. So Chris is shaking his head too. I thought so, but I didn't want to. I didn't want to confirm 100%. All right, they're 100% against Jer-Bear is the nickname.
Somebody's suggesting Pete Davidson, Kim Kardashian's boyfriend. I don't get the sense that he's the one that's yes, he's dating a lot of women that are out of his league, but they seem to be the ones in charge.
Yes.
It's almost like he's like their adorable little puppy dog.
Yes.
That they're passing around.
This is the rule, okay? And this is, if you're getting tattoos of their initials or anything having to do with them on your body, you're not the one who's out there dating all sorts of people. You're not. You are making a skin ink commitment to those women.
Leonardo DiCaprio is still single, I believe.
Is he?
So maybe he'd be the one. Yeah,
that's a
Johnny
good one.
Depp would have been the guy forever. But then
that's
he
who I
went
was. Dude, that's
and got linked up.
That's
in
who
a
I
bad
was.
Way.
Honestly, Seth, that's who I was gonna say. Probably just completely subliminal in my head because all these People Magazine emails I tell you about.
Yeah.
They all have something about Johnny Depp in them.
Well, you know what?
He's also 58 now. I'll point that out, Johnny Depp.
He looks pretty good for 58. I was about to think, man, he's looking kind of rough, but then you realize, he's 58.
And it's been a hard 58.
Like a Keith Richards almost. You know, Keith Richards didn't have as far to fall from the looks department. But, I think that the Texans, Sean, unfortunately, have been the Johnny Depp Amber Heard relationship the last couple of years.
Yes.
I mean, it was when you look at the Johnny Depp Amber Heard relationship, you're like, wow, they are both just a complete mess.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was with the Texans and Deshaun Watson.
That's right. That's
for
right.
a stretch there for 2 years, it was like, wow.
Yep.
These two deserve each other in a lot of ways.
They do.
But need to get the hell away from each other.
They
My goodness.
Do. Deshaun Watson pooped in the Texans' bed. That's exactly what happened. All right. Speaking of the Texans, their Texans table scraps from the last couple of years that are sitting out there, they are starting to get picked up by other teams. Is this description of one of the Texans table scraps the worst description that you've heard of this player? That's next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so Seth, I just took our question that we just did in the previous segment. I think it's a good kind of a temperature taker for Houston sports fans. I just took our question. I put it up in poll form on Twitter.
I don't even remember what it was.
Yeah, I'll read it to you here.
Jog my memory.
I'm going to jog your memory from 4 minutes ago. Pender poll spawned from a convo Seth Payne and I just had on Sports Radio 610.
My God.
You can buy it was a really good conversation. You can buy stock in one of these three Houston rookies. Who you got?
Yeah.
Jeremy Peña, Jalen Green, Derek Stingley Jr. So I put the poll there. I should have put Peña Mania, Gang Green, or Big Sting. That's what I should have put. But I put their names. Who you got? Peña Mania?
Gang Green,
or Big Sting? Yeah.
Has Peña Mania caught on at all yet?
I'm trying, dude. Every time he does something, I put it up on Twitter. People seem to like it, but I'm still hearing more Jer Bear on the afternoon show than I am Peña Mania.
It doesn't. It's hard to convey it in print form exactly how you like. Because I'm sure if you do that, M E N A with a little squiggly line over the end probably means something profane in Spanish.
Yeah,
or something.
When I've done it, I've done just Peña, his name, and then M A N I A. You know, and hope that people pick up on it. Yeah.
And apparently they haven't, because Peña Mania should be taking over the city by now.
100%
should. We've heard nary a word about it other than from Sean T. Pendergast.
That's right. I'm trying, man. I want to get that branding out there for our guy Peña Mania. Who do you think is going to win that poll, by the way?
Oh, I think right now it'll be Peña.
I do too.
Just because it's the Astros. And honestly, I think more people obviously have been following the Astros. They're watching Peña every night. They saw him, or at least when he's out there, and saw him last night, looking magnificent. And that's just how it's going to be.
Until it is.
Now, the capacity for the greater stardom, I was about to say, like, the NBA, you've always got the potential to be the bigger star. But as far as the biggest local star or hero, was Harden ever at the same level? Even though Harden accomplished more as a teammate or as like with his team, did he ever reach the same level as J.J. Watt at his peak?
No.
And I hesitate to say it's hard with the Astros because there's so many of them. It's really I don't know if – has anybody in the Astros achieved the same level of individual like fame and recognizability as J.J.? I guess not. It doesn't seem fair because obviously the teams have done so well and there have been so many good players. I mean, Verlander might be like he came in already that recognizable in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
He's like a crossover star in some respects because of his wife. So, but I don't think he or anybody else quite reach that same level of fervor.
Yeah, some of that's baseball's fault. Baseball's not. It's not a great marketing machine. Not
you know
like,
what I was thinking about yesterday, Sean?
What, Seth?
This is what I'm going to tell you.
I would love to hear what you were thinking about.
I know. Like, so much of the talk is, well, no, they need to show more of their personalities or this or that. I don't know. Maybe a little bit. And baseball generally is doing fine, except that young people don't like it as much as guys like us. And that's not who marketers are concerned about for the future.
Right.
But I think that I just like the simple little things, like at games, I think they need to highlight more celebrities in the crowd. I think there's a very little that that sounds stupid and it sounds like it shouldn't matter. But it does bring kind of a glitz to it that I'm always surprised at some of these games. Like last night, I thought there was a guy that almost looked like a pudgy Kevin Costner sitting in the sitting behind home plate. And I was looking at it for a little while, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't a pudgy Kevin Costner, but it easily could have been. But I don't think – maybe I'm not paying close enough attention, but it doesn't seem like they actually really zoom in on the celebrities all that much, these games, the same way they would at, like, a Lakers game or a Knicks game.
Yeah, no, it's a good suggestion. Because you saying that got me thinking, like, okay, what are the things that do get me hyped up or excited about, not just maybe in-game, but the sport overall. I think the one big disadvantage that baseball has is that it's draft, and the way it brings in players is not nearly as compelling as the NBA, and not even nothing close to the NFL.
It's a slow build to stardom in most cases. It's like, hey, we got a guy in the first round. This Correa kid's supposed to be good. See you in a few years.
And even the draft itself is buried like on MLB Network, like on a Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Like it's they don't highlight it. And then the fact that they don't highlight it, you're already starting from behind. But even then, if they were to, I started thinking about it, it's like, okay, what if they were able to really invest in the draft and informing us who the great high school players are, who the good college players are, who, like, starting to market them early and get us educated and get us inducted here into who the next wave of stars are going to be. And I thought about, boy, if they did that with the draft, I would probably watch. I would be more interested in it. Certainly being in a city that's good at drafting and has a good team helps. But then I'm thinking, like, okay, and then they disappear for 3 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the dis... And I don't know
that... It's like buying a savings bond. Thanks,
right.
Grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody loves getting savings bonds.
2% return of interest. See you in 50 years. Thanks. Yeah. So maybe these are just inherent things that baseball needs to find a way to work around. Did you see that our friend Philip Lindsay found a new home? Running back Philip Lindsay of the Texans last year. Probably the biggest chip on the shoulder of anybody at Texans training camp with the prognostications for this team last year.
Did. He was out there just questioning why the evil sports media was taking such a dim view of the Houston Texans.
Yes.
And they were going to prove the world wrong, damn it.
Yep.
And he did. He went out there and proved him wrong 2.7 yards at a time. Or was it even less than that?
I think it was 2.6 for the Texans and 3.1 for the Dolphins. And when I read the article yesterday that he signed with Indianapolis, and by the way, that's who he signed with, by the way. I think I just said he found a new home. He's with the Indianapolis Colts now. There it is. 2.6 yards per carry on 50 attempts for the Texans last year. And honestly, Seth, 2.6 sounded high. I feel like every carry Philip Lindsay had was a straight sprint to the sideline, like a yard or two behind the line of scrimmage, where he either got forced out of bounds or dragged down like 10 steps after he got the football.
Remember how Stockholm syndromed we got last year? Because by the end of the year, even after Philip Lindsay was gone, there would be games where I'd think, like, you know what? The running backs did actually pretty well today. And I'd look at the box score. And it was 3.1 yards per carry.
Yeah, yeah.
It was it got to the point where if there were a couple of 15-yard runs or one drive where they ran the ball pretty well, you'd feel like, yeah, they were doing all right. They were taking it to them.
Dude.
And then you crashed back down to earth when you saw the actual stats.
Yeah, man. Damian Pierce, I don't even know if he knows this yet. We know Damian Pierce is excited about being in the NFL and playing for the Houston Texans. I don't even think he realizes how excited he should be that the bar is so low for him to feel like, wow, this bleeper can play, man.
If he's steadily picking up first downs, he's going to be he'll be on the same level of stardom as, let's say, Kyle Tucker.
Oh, dude, at 3.5 yards a carry.
No, this is how messed up it is that baseball is. Like, Kyle Tucker and Yordan's got a natural star power to him because he's just a big beast of a human being.
Yep.
that hits with power. But, yeah, like, even Kyle, like, if there were a Kyle Tucker version on the Texans, it would be a sensation. So, yeah, I don't know. Damian Pierce has a chance to be very beloved very fast if he just brings some level of competence.
Nick Shook, who wrote the article about Lindsey signing with the Colts, said this: Lindsey offers potential as a waterbug-like runner capable of making an impact on the ground or through the air. Isn't a waterbug like when I think of a waterbug, I think of like a slot receiver, like very shifty, and like Philip Lindsay's the opposite of shifty. Like I don't even know if his wheels have any sort of turn in them at all.
I think it can be very, very easily turned from a compliment into an insult, because if there's one thing about a water bug, it does not run with a lot of power. It kind of flits to and fro and back and forth. And
true.
I think that's how Lindsey is. He kind of hops around a little bit. And a lot of times with the Texans, he'd be hopping into basically a crash zone.
Yeah.
I think a water bug is an accurate description of his style of running. It doesn't say that he's an effective water bug.
Yeah. No, that, yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Just a water bug.
He's like a water bug where the pesticide kind of is wafting over but not hitting him full bore.
Exactly.
So he's leaping to and fro but not with a lot of coherence.
I knew you would
have
a pesticide take about this. All right.
My wife got me a bunch of natural insecticide that I'm supposed to try in the fogger today.
Oh, really?
Okay, yeah.
Are you excited?
I'm kind of excited, yeah, because it is like it's all natural. I don't expect it to work. I expect that I'm going to have to do it like every 45 minutes.
Okay.
But I'm excited that maybe it'll end up working, and but without, you know, all that other stuff.
Yeah, I hear you.
That I claim to care about.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. This will be good. I'm looking forward to the report back on this tomorrow. All right, In the Loop is going to join us. John and Landry are going to join us in the next segment, find out what they got going on their show. We'll find out who they want to buy stock in, Pena Mania, Gangrene, or the Big Sting. That's what we'll find out from them. The Rockets have the third pick in the draft. How's Rafael Stone feeling about getting the third pick? He did leave open something that I think Rocket fans would not be in favor of. We'll let you hear it next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast.
Breaking news on Sports Radio 610. Brought to you by Beat the Streak. For tips to win a $5.6 million prize, listen wherever you get your podcast.
A little breaking news in the NFL. Not Texans breaking news, although this is a player that the Texans had been somewhat tied to recently with the news of his release from the Giants. James Bradberry, Pro Bowl cornerback, former Pro Bowl cornerback.
Who was rumored to have been up for a trade for like maybe a second round pick or something.
There was the trade that Schrager proposed where it was, the fifth pick in James Bradberry for the third pick. That was crazy. But the Texans did have a trade worked out for James Bradberry for a late round pick, but they couldn't agree to salary reductions for him. So the Giants end up cutting James Bradberry. He has signed with the Philadelphia Eagles. 1 year deal, $10 million. Nice addition for the Eagles, Seth. So that is where former Pro Bowl cornerback James Bradberry. So if you thought, he's out there now. Now the Texans can just go get him. Well, it was his choice, and he's going to a team that made the playoffs last year and plays against his old team twice a year.
This is where the Texans need to hope that this season ends up being a little bit like, it'd be tough to make an Astros comparison because the Astros went from being a place nobody wanted to go to all of a sudden they won a playoff game in 2015. But even then, after 2015, still had various players kind of either invoking their no-trade clause or not really looking at them. Football changes a little bit more quickly, I think. I think that, how do you become the team? You know what? To get a guy like James Bradberry, that's like to want to come to your team, like on a one-year prove-it deal or something. I think that if Lovie Smith can bring some respectability to the defense, then you become a team where like people say, like the Texans were a few years ago when Tyrann Mathieu came to him. Like, I'd like to go there and play, and it's a respectable organization.
This is a really good question. I like this question that you're bringing up here. And we'll get to Raphael Stone and the Rockets here and the third overall pick in just a second. But I like this question. Like, what is the – because the Texans are not that team right now. I can see why Bradberry wouldn't want to come here. I can see, honestly, too, why the Texans at this stage in their rebuild might not be that hepped up to pay $10 million for James Bradberry. So it is a bit mutual, but I think it's more skewed toward the side of players not necessarily wanting to jump – good players not necessarily wanting to jump on board with the Texans. You just named one of the things, Lovie Smith. But what would be the biggest thing, Seth, for the Texans to be able to become one of those teams this time next year for guys? Like what would have to happen between now and then that would most impact their ability to get next year's version of James Bradberry?
In terms of, defensively, I think that's still valid. But in terms of most bang for your buck would be Davis Mills breaking out.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. If all of a sudden you look like a team that has a young quarterback that you can grow behind and it gives you a chance, then people would be intrigued by that.
Yeah, your Tyrann Mathieu example is a perfect illustration of that. Because if you remember, Tyrann Mathieu gets cut in February or March of 2018. Okay, so the Texans, mind you, were 4-12 the previous season, but they got 7 games out of Deshaun Watson where he was breaking all kinds of records as a rookie for things that rookies did in their first 6 starts, stuff like that. If you remember when Tyrann Mathieu got cut, I'll never forget. As soon as he got cut, J.J. Watt reached out to him on Twitter and said, come on over, Honey Badger, come on over. You know, I think they have the same agent, so there's a relationship there. You think about how silly on paper it would look of a player reaching out on Twitter saying, come on over, coming off of a 4-12 season. The reason why you looked at it and said, okay, well, this could make sense is because of Deshaun Watson. That's why. And I think that's probably a big reason why Tyrann Mathieu came here in 2018 was he felt like that's a quarterback who, coming off a rookie year, a good truncated rookie year, you could win with. So I'm with you. That's the answer I was thinking of. Like, if Davis Mills shows that he can be a competent quarterback, then they'll be in on more guys like, and they have the cap space to do it next year too.
You mentioning those two being with the same agent, it just reminded me that yesterday Myles Garrett announced that he was joining LeBron James' agency group, Clutch Sports.
Oh, Clutch. And Clutch with
a K. It's pretty funny, like, how many responses were like, oh, he's a Laker. Like
dude, he could probably start for this version of the Lakers. He could actually get on the court with this version of the Lakers.
I'm blanking. LeBron's agent.
Rich Paul.
Rich Paul, boy, it's... The NFL's never been like, I don't think could ever be quite like the NBA because there's just so many more players involved. But Rich Paul's ability to be like a power broker and to almost be like a Rich Paul gets to kind of get to like play fantasy league GM in a lot of ways because he can put together the pieces that he wants.
If you were a GM, would you be more nervous if your player had David Mulligetta or Rich Paul as his agent?
Okay, that's a good question because, okay, this is going to be a completely uninformed guesswork take on this. I feel like with Rich Paul, you might be able to have a discussion about like what's best for everybody involved, perhaps. And again, a lot of it's more because of the sport itself, more than David Mulligetta or Rich Paul. With basketball, you can change entire team's structure with just a couple of moves.
Yes.
So I feel like, okay, if my guy signs with Rich Paul, then I look at it as an opportunity that like, okay, well then maybe I can convince my guy and Rich Paul that Houston is the place where we can create one of these incredible experiments.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, now if Rich Paul signs him and the guy just wants to go to L.A. or whatever, then I got no chance.
Yeah.
With Mulligetta, I think like he's still going to work for his client, obviously, but it's just not possible. I don't think you're going to be able to sell Mulligetta on like, hey, this is how, okay, great, cool. Now we can be teammates and this is how we're going to turn the Texans around or any other NFL team because it's harder to do. It's more about that individual player and what his wants and needs are than actually like changing your own fate or destiny.
Yeah, it's a good thought. It's funny as we're laying this out, I'm like, God, it's pretty funny that like Drew Rosenhaus is now the guy where people are probably like, oh, phew, it's just Drew Rosenhaus. He's just going to agitate for a lot of money and that's pretty much it.
Pleasant old Drew.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, God, thank God. It's Drew Rosenhaus.
Pushover. Yeah, you big softie.
Yeah.
You big pushover.
It's funny. Here is Rockets general manager Raphael Stone. Last night, following the Rockets getting the third pick in this year's NBA draft lottery. How do you feel about the third pick, Stoner?
Yeah, we feel really good. We're really excited. I definitely think whether by picking third or by, trade or whatever we end up doing, I think we're going to be a materially more talented team this coming season than we were this last one, and that's exciting. So we're really happy.
Big difference between the two GMs, Nick Caserio and Raphael Stone, on this topic specifically. When Nick Caserio left it that door open to trade the third overall pick, there was a for sale sign on the third overall pick. I think Raphael Stone is leaving the door open because there is a non-zero chance they could trade the third overall pick, but I don't think they're motivated to move out of three at all in this draft.
The latest consensus mock draft.
Give it
that
to
I'm
me.
Looking at.
Give
Sean.
It to me. Yeah.
I didn't go to the football sites this time. I was, although I do, I kind of like that angle of like the football guys talking about basketball. So far, Holmgren number one, Jabari Smith number two, and your guy Paolo Banchero.
Banchero, yes.
Number three, the kid out of Duke. Everybody loves somebody from Duke. Including Sean Penn,
I hate them all except for Paolo Banchero, I guess. Yeah, I like
him. I don't know. Can you trust somebody who let down a legendary coach multiple times in one season? Is he in his
The fact that it was that coach
so.
That he let down actually makes me like him even more.
You're like, is that going to be your first question?
Wormy little Coach K, yeah.
Were you guys secretly happy that
right.
Coach K was...
How proud were you of letting Coach K down? Yes.
Losing his last home game.
That's right.
Getting ejected from the tournament, all of that.
All
Did you
of
guys
it.
Plan that?
Yep.
Was that your parting gift to Coach K?
And if his answer is yes, I'm buying a Paolo Banchero jersey. Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's one thing I can predict about whoever the Rockets take, Sean. He's going to be tall.
Thank you, Seth.
No, but even by NBA standards.
No, you're right.
Those guys are all 6'10 or taller. Of course, did we get the combine stats yet on their actual heights?
I have not seen. I don't know that we've had the comp. Yeah, they measure wearing socks. I like that. He's 6'9" and 7'8" in socks.
The other thing about the NBA combine that's weird is that all the promo pics they're sending out of them, it looks like these guys are all kind of like the next up-and-coming young coaches in the NBA or something.
Oh, really?
Wearing like NBA polo shirts.
Oh.
They look like they should be running, conducting drills in a gym or something.
Have some style, man.
Come on, NBA. We're just giving you credit on being better than Major League Baseball and football at having some credibility with the youngsters.
Absolutely.
But God.
Golf shirts? Come on now. Get some fishing shirts, right, John Lopez?
You're darn right. Yeah. You know, I walked in on the end of your conversation, and I knew exactly which coach you were talking about.
Oh, of course, yeah. The snivelly weasel.
I heard that, and I'm like, oh, Coach K discussion.
Coach K, yes, yes, absolutely. John Lopez, Landry Locker in studio. All right, I'm going to bounce this off of you guys.
Bounce.
I put up a poll a little bit earlier this hour. Seth and I were talking. We've been talking a lot about Jeremy Pena today on the show. Obviously, the Rockets are a topic with the lottery, so it makes you think of Jalen Green, and the Texans are always lurking as well. You can buy stock in one of the marquee rookies on those three teams.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Stingley Jr., Jalen Green, Jeremy Pena. Who are you buying stock in?
Derek Stingley Jr.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Off the page.
A little bit off the page. Yeah. Yes. Yes, I am. I know Jalen Green would be, I'm guessing he's leading.
I'll look at the poll in a second.
It's actually Pena.
Pena? Okay, yeah. Yep. And it's Seth picked Pena and I picked Green.
They're
Stingley.
Just not thinking as deeply as I am.
Give it to us. Give us the deep thought. Why Stingley?
I just think this is not very deep at all, by the way. But I just think shutdown corners are regarded higher in the NFL than a good shortstop hitting. And I know Jalen Green got a long way to go to be a superstar.
Yeah,
I think Derek Stingley Jr. has an easier path if he is that guy to be a true superstar.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what held me back with Stingley is that we just don't know anything yet, if he's going to be good or not in the NFL. And that also just his injury history over the last 2 years for a young guy.
Right.
I've got too much Kevin Johnson regret in me when I hear about a cornerback with these lower limb issues.
Yeah.
I get freaked out a little bit.
No, that's
so I'm
fair.
Nervous about it.
Right now, the results early on, 68% Pena Mania, 27% Gangrene, and 7% Big Sting. That's what I'm,
That's impressive that you did that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm a nickname machine. Yeah. What about you, Lockdog?
I'm going to go Pena.
Yeah. Yeah, Pena's the...
Although the stock might be kind of expensive right now, I will go Pena.
That is true. If there were actual certificates of stock on each of these three
Lopez
guys...
Lopez probably bought the lowest, I would say.
Yes. I would say so, too.
But
yes.
Pena stock is expensive, but I'll still purchase it.
I said Green because I think Green's got the potential to be an NBA scoring champion and the best player on a really good playoff team. I think he's got that kind of...
I'm thinking superstar fans going nuts about
here,
him.
I mean, if the football team gets good, then your stock purchase today was a good one.
Sean, you're going to be really annoyed when you look at the responses because you got various people saying things like, well, I mean, I'd have to know the current stock price for each player.
Oh, God.
Another one wants to know which exchange they're being traded on.
That's kind of funny.
It's crypto.
That's kind of funny.
It's crypto.
It's not if people, if you're replying to this poll and you're getting ready to troll me with a reply, it's just really a figure of speech. Who would you buy stock in? That's all it is. There's not an exchange. Although there was, didn't Arian Foster put himself on some sort of stock
exchange?
Yeah,
there was that company where you could sell stock in your future earnings.
Yeah, how did that work out?
I don't know if it ever got off the ground. I know they had all kind of, the SEC apparently had some kind of objection to selling pieces of human beings. I don't know. didn't want to be associated with that, apparently.
Yeah.
Maybe a little something about the Constitution. I don't know. Yeah.
But they're volunteering for it. Anyways, how'd the lottery show go last night?
It went good, man. Spillane, he's going to join us today. We call him Baseball Spo, but he knows his basketball, too. So it was really nice to lean on him. And it was really cool as stuff shaped up, just how the discussion went from, you know, Chet Holmgren to kind of moving past that and discussing, you know, do you go with the guard or do you go with the big wing? And that was the argument, and that's the debate we'll probably have today.
What was the most tense sort of juncture fork in the road for you? I mean, you knew that picks 14 through
getting
6
in the top 5
weren't going to be
getting in the top 4 was it. After that, I was okay.
I was watching out at a restaurant, so I could only see it. I couldn't hear it, and I didn't know the order. You know that it would come out cookie cutter if it just fell in the normal order that it's supposed to go in. Was there any? Typically with a lottery, there'll be somewhere along the way where they go, oh, that's supposed to have been so-and-so. They definitely moved up into the top four or whatever it is. Was there one of those?
It was really just when they... As soon as they got in the top four, we were okay because we had already narrowed it down as it seems like most have to four guys.
Yeah,
and we could sell ourselves on four guys. So once we got in there, we were okay. I actually like it because I'm intrigued by Holmgren, but I think Ivy, they're in a position now where I don't necessarily think they would have done it at one or two. But you heard Stone talking about take the best guy, and I think Ivy's actually a possibility now, and that intrigues me.
You like Ivy.
I like the speed, and I would like to move on from Kevin Porter Jr. Sooner rather than later.
There you go. All right, what's going on the show today, boys?
All right, there's a very dangerous case study going on. John Lopez has the top five music trios of all time, and he guarantees...
Based on those three that you just mentioned.
That I'm not going to like any of them. So we'll find out what he's got to say there. I did a case study. When pick three is better than pick one.
Oh,
we went back to 1984, of course, when the Rockets selected Hakeem number one and MJ went number three. So we have that. We also have Baseball Spo, Stanford Route, and we're gonna discuss this. If you had to pay one, would you go with Yordan Alvarez or Kyle Tucker?
Okay. Did you see my poll that I put up of that?
I did.
Okay. Good. All right. Good. I'm looking forward to hearing that conversation. That question stressed Seth out a little bit this morning. He seems to have recovered. You okay?
No, you brought it. You're bringing it up again. I just stressed out again.
No, I'm not.
All right, Seth. Antibodies
to you. I spent
so
much time stressing about hypothetical situations.
Go do your insecticide or whatever you have to do this afternoon.
Did you guys ever even think about what my wife might do if I had to go off the war for 7 years and she thought I was dead?
I'm not.
It's awful.
But now
I can barely look at her.
Still, antibodies to you, Seth.
Antibodies to you.
All right, thank you. All right, we're done. In the Loop is up next. We will see y'all tomorrow at 6 a.m. Have a great day, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.